Talk Radio.
Today is a day that we just declare for the things that God has done to us and for us. One of the things I want to say today is, I want to let you know that God is still an awesome God. And beside God, there is no other. But I will say this to us who believe. I know that we have some things that we just talk about. We have some things that we need to talk about. Tonight, I want to just take us slowly to the book of Romans 8. I want to take it to the 8th chapter of Romans, to the 5th chapter of Romans. And I want to just bring you to a point there. The more we can look at what God is saying to us. Now, in our everyday life, we have different obstacles that hold us back, don't permit us, cause us to fall off the running road, cause us to not see what God has had us to do. But I will say this to you tonight. The more we trust in him, the more we can believe in him. Paul said, no matter whatever state I am, I'm at peace with God. And that's where I'm right now in my life. I know there's many out there who can believe, but I want you to see something very clearly. There's a result of justification. Now, when Paul writes his letter, he writes it to the Romans, and he says this in verse chapter 5. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, conclusion, here we are. He's talking to the Christian, talking to the Gentile. Therefore, now in Rome, he had a whole congregation of people that didn't believe. They couldn't tell him anything. But he had a handful, maybe more, that he was speaking to. He knew he was on his last and final hour. When they put the book of Romans in the front, I don't know why they should have put it in the latter part, because it was the last book that Paul was going to write to the church. But he kept saying to them, therefore, being justified by faith, he says, I have walked this straight life and have peace. Let me tell you something. Believers, we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 3, Romans, chapter 3, verse 21. But how the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. See, when God the Father justified us, he sent his only beloved Son who could be there with us and take us to the next level. One thing I will say to you tonight, believers, can you believe? Do you want to be believed? Can you walk it by faith? Can you believe it by faith? Faith is not seeing. Faith is believing. Oh. I thought I could see it. No, you can't see faith. You got to believe it. You got to walk it. Walking in the spirit, not physically. You have got to believe the very words that God is saying. They've got to come deep down within. See, the righteousness of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, was manifested. It was manifested through Jesus. See, this is why we see what he's saying. And the way of peace have they not known. See, a lot of people, I'm going to bring us to that point. There are a lot of people in the lives we live right now. They don't have no peace. They don't have no joy. They don't have what they think, because the more you kind of look at someone else and kind of get what they got, I say to everybody, even my own self, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He turned out to be Robert, to be declared equal with God. Many times there are many people who say that they want to do something, but they don't want to do nothing. They want to do just what they do. Let me tell you something. The time has come. If your heart is not right before God, and you have been justified by the faith of Jesus Christ, all I can tell you, get it right, get it right, get it right. I go back to the fifth chapter of the book of Romans because I want to hone in on, keep me in prayer. I want you to understand the question is raised, how believing is believing. How can I be justified by faith? Believing in the written word of God imprinted on Jesus Christ. And the more we can say to him, the more we can do what we do. And beloved, I want you to understand something. Here's what the Bible said to you. By whom we have access. We have the written word of God. The written word in the book of John, chapter 1, Genesis, the written word, the express word of God, the express image of God, the fullness of God is in him. So when we come to the real point, we got to come to a point in our own lives and realize there is none like him. I don't care what they say to you. People say, well, we've got to burn some candles. We've got to do this. We take the word of God at his word. God's word says this. How? Believing in the written word. John writes the very point. He's in the beginning. Was the word. And the word was God. The word. The word was. The word is God. And God spoke to all through his son, Jesus Christ. And we notice in verse 14, and the WRD became flesh. Flesh. Not the flesh that we see on the earth, man, but the flesh that he had that came from heaven. And coming from heaven, it brought us to a point where we can see what God would have us to do. Beloved, I will say this stuff tonight. How believing in the written word in Christ Jesus. Some people say, if I can't touch it, if I can't feel it, does it exist? He does. God has a way in his own belovedness. Keep open your thought process and allow the word of God to become alive in you. Let the thought process, God, in the beginning was the word. Well, you can ask God this question, where did you come from? And God can say, I spoke myself into existence. What you going to have, you going to say? No man, no woman can justify what God has done. Only God. When God spoke himself into the beginning, this is why I say to the church at Rome, to us tonight, believers, we're justified by faith. I'm not trying to be unjustified. I know I am justified by faith. How? By believing in the written word of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus paid an ultimate price for all of us. Now, listen to me, what I'm going to say to you. Don't get upset at me. Keep loving me. But I want you to understand, by whom we also have access. See, here's something else. He has given us peace, number one. He's given us access, correction. He's given us access. Now, access means we can go in, we can go by, we can go through. We have access by faith in this grace. We stand at hope. Now, beloved, tonight is an awesome night. If you can hear what I'm saying, we have access to every born-again Christian keep seeking the face of Jesus Christ. Well, I got to see God. You see Jesus, you see God. He said, have I been with you so long that you even realize me? Yes. We've had a great flood in Houston. A lot of people, homes with bad. Even our house got attacked, but we just continue to give God the glory and say hallelujah. Because God is going to do everything he promised us. No matter what somebody says, what we how we think or feel is how we perceive. We are believers and we are justified by faith. We're not looking about faith. We are justified. It's like the judge says, your case has been justified. We've adjudicated. Your case has been dismissed. We have faith. We have faith. The believing faith. The moving faith. The I am faith. The now faith. The faith that moves us to a point. How then? Believing in the written word in God. See, what is happening in the life we now live in? There are a lot of people don't want to hear what God has to say. On both sides of the aisle, male and female, there is an argument. Ain't you? Can't you? Won't you? Don't you? Now, if you're in that same place, you don't have access by faith. Access means you have a key. You have a word that can get you into the place called faith. Access, faith, moves mountain. Access, faith, moves lion's mouth. Access, faith called Mushande. Called the lion, the war is now closed. Faith has access to our Pharaoh's army had to just go, they went crazy. Faith takes us in a place where we can believe what God is saying. And the more we can believe in what God is saying, the more we can understand what God is saying. The more we can understand what God is saying to us, the more we can believe God. Now, beloved, I just want to let you know, we have peace that passes all understanding. I live in a place called there. I live in a place called here, there and here. God has made us. When we have this access by faith, we're in that grace. What grace? Grace is beyond our understanding. It's unmerited love that God has for us. It's the unmerited love that God has for us. See, God has so much mercy upon us, he sent his only begotten Son. Now, why in the world are we going to find somebody who's going to do that, what God has done? Well, let me just say something to what God has said. Here's what the Bible says, you and I. If you can tell me to this, here's what I can say. In the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, and not only so that we glorify and tribulate, see, when we are justified, we're going to have to remember something. Just because we got the faith, you're going to have to glorify God in tribulation. We just have to don't get bumped on and hit on and cussed out and talked about. But in the tribulation, you want to glorify God. That's what you want to do. Amen. And when we take this, but we glorify, knowing that tribulation, work is patience. Tribulation, patience. A lot of things we go through, we work is patience. Why patience? Because it put us in a whole new category. And that new category puts us in a place where God can speak to us continuously. And when God speaks to us continuously, God wants to let us know, I'm still on your side. We have peace with God. Do we drive through, ride through, fly through, walk through? Faith opens that door wide open. Beloved, I would say to us tonight, if we, when we, can we, shall we believe that we are justified by the faith of Jesus Christ? Jesus said, Father, I have come that you may be glorified. What man, what angel? What angel is going to say that? Not an angel, not a man, but Jesus Christ, the one that God, he said in the book of, he said in the book of Psalms, in verse 2, he said, this is my beloved son. I want to establish him in my holy place, in Jerusalem. So I will tell everybody, I can believe faith. We're justified by faith. We've been just put in the right place by faith. Not in the wrong place. We got put in the right place by faith. How? Believing? Greetings? Hallelujah. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Here's what it says. Believing in the written word. See, many times folks say, if you write it down, that's why the Bible says, write the vision down. And what's it come to pass? I've written the vision down, I've seen the things come to pass. But here's what we have to understand. When we have the written word, we have access. See, and that's justified. We've been justified by faith. Now we have access by faith. Access over the whole new realm. A whole new realm for us to walk into. It is what God is saying, come on in, my beloved. Come on in and see what the Father, and that's where I want to go. I want to see more what God is doing in this hour. Is it going to cost me? Yes. Is it going to cost me some? Yes. How? Because I know when I have access by faith in this grace where we stand in hope and have hope, I have to believe that God can. See, in these things, patience, experience, and experience hope. And hope make it, and hope. Now hope make it not ashamed. Does it make you ashamed? It doesn't make you ashamed. Are we ashamed of Jesus Christ? Why he's been justified to us in the faith? I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. I know. I hear many people say to me from time to time, y'all not say this, y'all not say this. I can only say what God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ directs me to say. If I'm saying it wrong, pray for me. If I'm doing it wrong, pray for me. The only way we can come to an understanding is that we got to have some peace. See, you can't live in the same house with a bunch of hell. You can't live outside there with a bunch of hell. See, the hell raisers are everywhere. But what we have to do, we have peace that passes all understanding. No matter what somebody say about you, don't bother me. No matter what somebody going to say to you, don't bother me. Been that way, done that. But let me tell you what it is. When you meet the ultimate, when you find yourself faith being dwindled, you are not walking the faith walk. Now, what am I saying? To walk the faith walk means you got to take the word of God and you got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to live it. You got to keep it in your life. You got to eat on it. You got to chill on it. Paul, God told Joshua, he said, Joshua, take this word. In chapter 1 and 7, he said, meditate on it. Chew on it. Regurgitate. You're going to see it's going to be great work for you. And it's going to bring you great, great work. And then we look in the book of Isaiah, and the faith that I have, faith. Here's what happens. It brings us to a standpoint in our lives. And I always say every so often, time to examine myself, Willie Hunter. Time to examine myself. I come before the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask him, purge me. Purge me. Bring me to a point where that I can stand before thee. I've come this distance. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be able to serve you. I'm not trying to please this present world. This Babylonian world has nothing to offer me. They got all the cars I can use and do what needs to be done. They got all the diamonds. They got this and that. But they don't have the written word of God in their hearts. And the more we see it, the more some of us say we are believers, we are not. We're falsifications. We're falsifying the word of God. And let me tell you something what's happening in America and right here in Houston, Texas. The winter time, it began to rain. It began to rain. All of a sudden, we saw the water rise up. We saw the water rise up all over the city. We saw the water flow here and there. We saw a lot of things begin to happen. We saw some people lose their home. We saw some people do this. But all of a sudden, I have found these words. I have peace that passes all understanding. And see, one of the things that I've understood, what to have peace with God, nothing you can do can upset me. I look at you like I'm a crazy man. I'm praying for you. But if I have grace, now here's what it says to us. And hope make it not a shame, because the love of God is shed. Here's why. Oh, I don't know if I'm ashamed. No, I'm not ashamed of him. See, the Bible tells us these were these words. His grace is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Now, a lot of folks don't want the Holy Ghost. They're going to fight the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you have access in the faith by the Holy Ghost. You have access by the peace that passes all understanding. You have access by faith. Justified. Why? Because by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. How many of us know that we have been given? How many of us? I'm not trying to prove it. I want you to know for your own self. When you read the word of God, for scarcely, listen to the word says in Romans chapter 5, verse 6. For we, when we were yet without strength, we Gentiles, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. God died for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly. We can say we thank him. We can say we love him. We can say we adore him. We can say we magnify him. He died for us. Yes, he did. He died for me. He died for my mother. He died for everybody I can believe in and hope to believe in and yet to be. I would just say this to every believer. Hallelujah. My time is getting to be short. And I wanted to know, beloved, one of the things I'll say to you, when we walk this faith walk, we are justified by faith. Believers in the written word of God, in Jesus Christ, we have peace that passes all understanding. Sometimes some of us been praying, we don't know how such peace come upon us. But that's the peace of God that solidifies us, that brings us to a fullness of his love, that brings us into full access, not this part, full access. And the more we walk into it, the more we're going to see what God is doing. I hope and pray today I'm hitting somebody better than myself, because I would just say to us, you know, we with our strength in due time, who scarcely, now listen at this, for scarcely for the righteous man will one die, Yet peradventure, for the good man, some would dare to die. But Jesus, hallelujah, became that man who died for me, who died for all of us, the ungodly. He said he's going to bring the Gentiles back into the fold. Look at the Old Testament now. He prophesied signs and wonders. And folks nowadays don't want no Holy Ghost. They don't want to be talking about no Holy Ghost. Come on, honey, you're in the wrong. You're in the wrong. That's what the Bible says. The Bible points out to us here. God is set abroad in our hearts. Not by how much we know, how much we love we have. No, no, no. How much money we have. No, no, no. The Bible says it is set abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto everyone that listens to me. So don't cheat your own self. Get yourself in right with God. Listen. Verse 9, I love it. I'm closing up. Much more than then, being now justified. We go back again. Justified by the blood, which we shall be saved from wrath through him. From wrath, from the movement, from that. See, God has some time. Let me tell you something. It is his blood. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that washes me and purges me. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. And, beloved, I want to say to us tonight one thing about it. To God be the glory. To God be the peace. So God be everything. And I will say to you tonight, having the mind of Jesus Christ in your life. And tonight I'd like to close out and say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I thank God for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Elon, are you on the hour?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hello, everybody. And, boy, we sure thank Pastor Hunter because he's really been stricken with that flu, but he has got the victory over it. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he really taught us how to apply the word of God to us. That's my desire. My desire is for us not only to be able to hear it, but to learn how to apply it and walk in victory. And it's just as simple, but because we fighting three people in this flesh, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and all three of them give us a hard way to go when it's just as simple if we just surrender. But who gonna surrender? Who will surrender? We won't, because we always think we got a better plan. It just seems too simple to just totally submit, surrender, and yield ourselves to the living God. Oh, glorious Father, let us come in. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord, because you are worthy of worship. We humble ourselves in the midst of you, because you are a consuming fire, Father. We thank you for your glorious mercy that you give us new every day. We thank you, Father, for keeping us safe. And we thank you, Father, for forgiveness of our sins we do knowingly and unknowingly. We thank you for helping us to forgive those who sin against us. We thank you, Father, for binding all the forces of evil that's all around us and keeping us from all that is sinful and evil. We thank you, Lord, for showing your love and your mercy to our souls and our hearts. We just don't deserve a bit of your goodness, God. We thank you, Father, for ordering our steps. Because your word says the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. We thank you, Father, that wherever we go, that the Holy Spirit is taking us and leading us and guiding us. We thank you, Father, for the mind of Christ who had this testimony, that he always pleased the Father. That is our desire, Father, to please you. in the name of Jesus. And we bind, Father, all those forces of sick on the body of Christ. We resist the devil and all those things that he would bring upon us, poverty, sickness, depression, suicide, all kind of lies, every lie from every form. Father, children on drugs, children that are disobedient, children that are dishonorable, husbands that are unloving and wives that are unfaithful. Oh, God, we come against all these things because these things are in the church. And we thank you, God Almighty. We cry with our hearts yielded to you, Lord, for delivering us from poverty, delivering us from being downtrodden and despair. The word said we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. You know, God, how to lift us up. So we yield ourselves. We ask you, Father, to take over this here radio program. Let the ones you want on here speak. Let the Holy Spirit speak through us, and let me be in charge, but that you be in charge. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless Israel. Bless the leaders of our country. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with our new president and opening the doors that bind every force of goodness that wants to come through. We want to loose the Holy Spirit to be in control of whoever is leader of this country, that they will learn to yield themselves to you. And all the entertainers, that we see entertainers and musicians are dying by the minute. We all got to see you, Lord. Every knee got to bow and every tongue got to confess. Please, Lord, let them find you while they still have blood running warm in their body and breath running out of their body. Please, Lord, don't let us be hard-hearted. Don't let us not yield to you when you knock on our door. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go in the hospital where the children got cancer and uncurable diseases, Father, because you are a healer. You are a healer. You are a healer. You know every morsel of our body, Father. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for loving us before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come to you guys tonight. I'm so thankful to God for his mercy, for his goodness. And because I'm not worthy of any of his goodness, we are living epistles, the word of God say, written and read of men. And this is found in Corinthians. We are, some of you out there that might be just new Christians might not know what an epistle is. That's what the New Testament is full of, epistles. But we are living epistles. We are the story. We are the story. Our lives are the testimony of us being living testament. We are written and read of men, the word of God say. I want to come to you tonight. I want to share several things with you, boy, and these little 30 minutes go so fast, but I'm not complaining. I appreciate these 30 minutes. These are good. And we would like for you all to be a part of this. This is not just us wanting to expound to you or just show off to you. We want you to be a part. God has put the Holy Spirit in you. You are an ambassador. You are a minister. You are God's chosen, predestinated, elected disciple. So you need to glorify God while you can. Because when we're dead, you cannot do anything on this side of the death to let the world know how great God was. So while we're living, and we're all dying, as you all know. We're all dying. We die daily. So while we're living, we want to give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. I'm coming from you to you tonight. I'm going to start these next few weeks being in 2 Corinthians chapter, starting with chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, you hear people bragging these days about being an apostle. Oh, the whole, that's the new terminology now. I'm an apostle. I'm an apostle. But whose apostle are you? You don't never hear them connect that. An apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints. Now you see that? This verse 1, this is for 2 Corinthians 1:1. With all the saints which are in Achaia. There was a place back over there. And verse 2, grace be to you and peace from our God, our Father, God and our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's two verses, and he has not failed to mention Jesus Christ. You hear some people preach for hours and hours and never mention Jesus Christ. Let me tell you all something. Me and Pastor Hunter and the other ministers been coming on here, been trying to set the foundation. Jesus Christ say, I am the door. I am the door. Not a door, the door. If any man come through, we hear you in the background back there. We need somebody to mute their TV, their TV, their radio, they thing, because we hear it sound like you're eating nuts or something. However, he is the door. So the foundation is Jesus Christ. You can't get in unless you come through Jesus. So grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That included both of them right there, and grace. I said, did you see that? That's verse 2. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. This is three verses now. Paul is not playing over here. He's letting you know. Jesus ain't just a figurehead. He ain't just something we thinking about or putting up here for the passing of time. He is it. Listen to this. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Ooh, glory. I want y'all to write that down. Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Do you hear me, y'all? All comfort. Who comforteth us in all, come on now, our tribulations. I had a blessed sister call me. She had a tribulation day, and I feel for her because I've been there too many times. We're gonna have tribulations, people. On our best day, we're gonna have tribulation. And then I had another sister who fought traffic today. God bless both of you sisters out there. But remember that the angels was all around you, both situations, that we may be able to comfort them. See, we have tribulations, so we can comfort, so I can comfort you. Now, praise be to God, I've had a peaceful day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, myself. But that is, but believe me, I have tribulation. There are many, 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 many days of tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You hear that? And I would like to start just for you to go read this over again and then run reference. Now listen at this verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abound by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Now that's 1 through 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This is a very, over here, is strong milk. It's going to be talking some strong stuff over here in 2 Corinthians. I want you to really study the word, run reference on these here chapters, verses, because this is talking about things that is going to happen, that happens, that you won't. Peter got over further over, and Peter said, "Think it not strange when the fiery trials come upon you." Well, this over here in Corinthians was trying to prepare you for the trials, for the sufferings. Yes, I cried a jillion tears through these 50 years. I've cried. I've been down. I've been cast down. I've been distraught. I thought God had left me. I've been there. But I'm here to tell you, it was all good. Every bad thing. And verse 7, and our hope of you is steadfast. Do you hear me? What does steadfast mean? Ain't movable. Unmovable. Yes, I was, and people was laughing at me, making fun of me, talking about me. You believe in God, you old silly thing. You think God, where is your God when you suffering like this? Where is your God? You know, I was sick for almost 40 years. Do you know? I've been sick. I ain't been playing tiddlywinks. I was sick. But I still had a little faith, but I didn't know how to walk in faith of the victory. I didn't know how to resist that devil and tell him he was a lie. I didn't know how to rebuke him and tell him. I did tell him, though, that I was healed by God's stripes. I did tell him that every day. But I allowed him to steady pile sickness on me and sickness on me and sickness on me and discouragement. But I still held on because I knew. You got to know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ loves you. Regardless of how you feel, how your circumstances look, you got to know this. And you got to stand in it, stand firm. Oh, yeah, you might waver a little bit, but this thing say be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of our Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And I'm going to read it again, verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. Now, know that. That you put in. Hey, oh, my God, that's good. Good news. Know that, yes, I'm going through a rough time now. Yes, I might be having a troubled time trying to pay my rent. Yes, the doctor might be done diagnosed me with something. Yes, somebody just cussed me out or my job looks like it's in jeopardy. Oh, I could go on and on with a bunch of possibilities. But I'm here to tell you, no, just as much as your suffering is, your consolation is going to be greater. Ow! Oh! Ooh, yeah, I get excited. The word just, I can't even explain how great the word of God is. This is life. Verse 8, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed down. It doesn't say down. We were pressed out of measure, above strength. In so much that we despaired, people. Didn't I just tell you that I did the same thing them 40 years ago? Despaired even of life. That's verse 8, you guys. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. Oh, good Lord God. Woo, this is too good. This is too good. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. That we should not trust. I want to, I've taught y'all in the past few weeks to not put your trust in no man. And did you hear me here? Did you hear it here? Don't put your trust in you. Trust in God. That's where, that's how you get this consolation. That's how you get the victory. I trust God because the Bible says he loves me. The word of, and he has proven it, and he wants to prove it to you. Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. I'm telling you, if you can write this out, put it on your wall, put it on your bedroom wall, put it on your wall, people. This is good. 1:10, verse 11, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed on us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now, if I had my amplifier here right next to me, I got to get up and get it to for me to read it to you. But I want you, if you have any of the other versions, I got several versions, to look for that. Verse 13. Verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, did you hear that? Not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly towards abundantly to you word. That's towards you. Verse 13, for we write none other thing unto you than what you read or acknowledge. And I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end, as also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I didn't know 40 years ago when I was sick like that, that I would live to see this day, where I can expound. I mean, I've been preaching all these years, but I didn't know that I would understand the value of why I had to suffer. I did. Television ministers make things look so easy. It looked like they just went out, started a church, and then the next day they were rich. It just, that's how they make it look. Don't look like they suffered, they were sick, they've been attacked, they've been criticized, put down, talked about, been diagnosed with incurable diseases. It don't look like that. It don't look like that. They make it look like everything is okay, rosy, rosy, rosy. But any man that love the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shall suffer. It says persecution for sure, but he going to suffer. Suffering is a part of it because the fruits of the Spirit. Long suffering. God himself is long suffering. And thank God for his long suffering. Just remember, if God wasn't so long suffering, he could have blinked and destroyed us at any moment, but he didn't do it. And he lets us live. And so therefore, back to the scripture. For we write none other. Verse, that was 13, 14. As also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. I had already read that. And in this confidence, and I want you to write this word and put it on your refrigerator. This is what I've preached about many, many, many times. Confidence, 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 confidence. Have confidence in God. Have confidence in God. Have confidence in God. Woo, glory, 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 glory. And in this confidence, I was minded to come unto you before that ye might have a second benefit. Oh, praise God. That was verse 15, you guys. 1:15, 2 Corinthians 1:15. And to pass, verse 16 now, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. That's Paul. This is Paul writing. Paul wrote 1st, 2nd Corinthians. And, matter of fact, Paul wrote everything up until you get to Peter. Yes, sir. Okay. That was verse 15. No, we're at 17 now. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use likeness or the things that I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? Verse 18. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises, this is the famous scripture right here. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. And unto the glory of God, by us. I'm telling you, it would do you very good to memorize 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Praise God. This is powerful meat. This is meat. This ain't milk over here, baby. This is meat. Now, he which established us with you in Christ have anointed us is God, and has anointed us is God. Let me read that again. Now, he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God. Wow. That's beautiful. Whoa, man. Whoa, glory to God. Who hath also sealed us. This is something Pastor said earlier. And given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Do you hear me? Let me read that again. Who have also sealed us and given earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Man, that's something that the Old Testament, all the great prophets didn't have in them. They didn't get this. Even Moses didn't have, Moses seen the shadow of God and was in the presence of God, but he didn't have this. Oh, glory! Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. Oh, I would like to invite all of you all to our church by phone. We have church by phone. And church by phone, we have just like regular church. And you don't have to get out of your bed. You can have church by phone. I would like you to come to our church by phone by picking up the number. Dialing the number and coming on and listening and being a partaker, pray, sharing your testimony and being a, and we studying, we've been studying supernatural, and so I want you to know the church is two or three people or more. It ain't limited to going to just the building. The Bible does say, forsaken not to assemble. And if you read the whole verse, it says, as the manner of some is. They didn't have telephones back then. So it doesn't matter, but the purpose of
trembling is to magnify, glorify, and worship the consuming fire, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I was trying to find you the church by phone number. I will give it to you after I get off, because I don't know it by heart. It's in the phone that I'm talking to you on. But let me finish up right here. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. Verse 24. Not for that we have dominion, and remember this, people, over your faith. Because some of these pastors and leaders of these churches want to have dominion over your faith. And this is what I'm pleading. My sole desire is for you to understand how free you are in Christ. We are your servants. If I was your pastor, I'm your servant. I would be your servant. I wouldn't be a dominant over your faith. I wouldn't have control your faith. Your relationship with God is between you and God. You need to make sure you understand that. Yes, it's good to get a conference and if you need some advice, maybe you can go to your pastor. Some of them you can, some you can't. Some brothers and sisters are more mightier than these so-called pastors. So therefore, but to understand, these are not my words, verse 124 of 2 Corinthians, for that we have, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. For by faith ye stand. And I'm going to get deeper into that. We might even go back over 2 Corinthians 1 next week. But because I want you to be able to put your teeth in this and meditate on it. And then I want you during the week to run reference on this and study it. And get it, and this the Holy Spirit will be leaping off of the pages to you in this here in the Bible when you start really searching the Word, searching for yourself. Don't let nobody be don't take nobody as authority. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the guide. The Holy Spirit, that's why He sent Him. Don't make Him null and void. Because you've got to cling to some human being's teaching. You've got to cling to the Word of God. If you have received the Word of God in your soul and been born again, the Holy Spirit Himself will teach you, will guide you, will open up your eyes and move shackles from your eyes, will bust your ears wide open to where you can really hear the Spirit. I ain't asking you to hear me physically. Hear the Spirit of God. I am trying to get you set free. Oh, in the name of Jesus, my time is up. I pray that you have that I've shed a little light on this here for you. And remember, I love you. God loves you. And God loves you more than you love you. And I will always love you because I got to love you, because I cannot be a liar. And who is a liar? But he that say he hate his neighbor who he can see and love God who he can't see. I ain't going to be no liar. I love you. I love you. And if I don't really, really love you, I'm going to learn to really, really love you, because the Holy Spirit that is in me, He is God, and He will teach me how to love you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to give you that phone number after I go off. Thank you, Dr. Hunter.
Amen. Well, you know, God is so good. His mercy is here for all of us. Is there anyone has a statement, a question, or a prayer while we're on the phone right now?
Praise Amen. The Lord. This is Apostle Esther.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was really blessed by your sharing tonight. Also, Minister Love. And to help Minister Love out, I'm going to give out that number for church by phone.
Thank you.
It's 1-712-432-3900. The code is 93-5937-pound.
Do it again.
Okay. Okay. The number is 1-712-432-3900. The code 93-5937-pound.
Thank you.
I just want to praise God for what I've heard tonight and confirmation. You know, when I picked up the phone and Dr. Hunter was on, and he referred us to Romans chapter 5.
Wow.
And I would like to just share what God gave me, a revelation about Romans chapter 5. During this time of the storm and the hurricanes and all of this. And truly, when the storms was going on, I was sleeping. The storms was raging. But the Lord put in my heart, he said, you know, the power of prayer is something else.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you would pray, if you would just pray and ask me to turn the waters another way, I'll do it.
Mm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
God did it. The next day, they were telling everybody, you know, don't go to school and stay home and all of this. And that next day, the storm didn't even come. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even the sunshine came out. The
mm-hmm.
reason I'm telling this is the Romans chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
So God had told me, he said, go read Romans chapter. Ruth told me where it was. I said, girl, it's a scripture that says if it's one man's, because of one man's obedience,
mm-hmm.
he would change many sinners.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So it's the same thing. I want you to catch hold to the power of one. One.
Mm-hmm.
One. And I'm saying this because when you say this, people laugh at you. Even my daughter laughed at me. And
mm-hmm.
I said, God turned the storm around because of me. She said,
mm-hmm.
Mama, you mean to tell me because you prayed it turned around? I said, you don't understand the scriptures. He said, because of one man obedience. He didn't say who that one person was. You catch it? He didn't say who the one. It could have been Dr. Hunter. It could have been Princess Love. Why? He just wants you to know that we become one as believers. Well, I don't get no credit. You don't get no credit. We are one. We are one body.
One body
of believers. Not about Esther Limbrick, but it's about being one and doing what he tell you to do, obedience. So I thank God for Dr. Hunter bringing out that scripture tonight, Romans chapter 5. And then I want to thank God for Minister Love because of the fact, I could feel the power in her expressions and her testimonies to how real Second Corinthians was in her heart, and it was in my heart to read it too. But like she said, you have to read over it again and really get into what God is really telling you in Second Corinthians. But I thank God because of the fact she brought out about being living epistles. And see, that's the way I feel about her. She is a living testimony. And if you're still here and you still have the jar that Minister Princess Love had with all what she's been through, or Dr. Hunter, do you ought to be listening and paying attention that they tell you that the word is right. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, the word is the only thing we got left. And last but not least, I'll leave you with this worthy is the Lamb. Yeah. All of what you heard and what we've been through, Revelation 7 and 12, says worthy is the Lamb to receive blessings, salvation, glory, honor, riches, power, and might.
Thank you.
Count those that is seven. And just like Yahshua said, you shall receive. If we go through tribulation with him, the suffering of him, you're going to receive just what Yahshua received in Revelation 7:12.
I thank God
for my time to express myself, and I love you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
You got to do it. Hello.
Hello.
Somebody that's over the phone.
What, is there some more people on the line?
Yeah, it is. You are my guest. Go ahead, guest.
Don't be scared to give God the glory. Go ahead, somebody. Give God the glory.
Well, one thing I will say tonight, having the mind of Jesus Christ keeps us in constant faith with him. The more we stay in touch with him, the more we stay in succinct with him. When I mean the word succinct, and the more we have to succinct with him, the more we can do what God has told us to do in Jesus Christ. And let me say to somebody out there listening, we're in a state of life right now. We got to know that we know that we know that we know that we know ourselves. What has God has done for us this day, this week? God loves us. The Bible tells you and I what the truth says. God took one who was rejected, and he became one. He provided a way for us to come to God. We heard all God. That's why I believe that I believe that I believe I believe. And I'm saying to everybody, I'm asking you to pray and believe, because in the month of June, I'm going to have one day revival in Houston. And I'm asking everybody that came to come to it. And I'm going to put it out of question, because I know what God has already done. Sometimes it behooves us to stay with God, say, tell us to believe more what God is doing. Beloved, please hear. When Paul wrote these words, he said, my heart desire to Israel, that they might have, they have a bungling. Now, we have to pray for the people in Israel. We're saying, yeah, I am Israel, but we have to pray for them. We're going through a whole thing right now, that the righteous not by the fulfilling us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, the law of God, and I say this here because we just about time is up, but I want to say this here. I want to thank God for everybody tonight who's on the radio. And let me tell you something. This is a radio station that goes around the world. And we're trying to reach the unreached and tell the untold. I'm not trying to put a nickel or a dime on anybody. I'm trying to tell everybody what the Bible's got to say. Some people say, oh, the way I teach it. Well, because I'm deep, deep voice. Pray for me that I do. I have one objective. When I stand before my Creator, I can hear what the Bible says. I have sought a good fight. I've kept the faith. The more you read into the Bible, the more you're going to find out what God is saying. So if anybody has got anything else to say, I want to say something. Anybody else got anything else to say? Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And I want you to know this is God. Amen. Keep your mind on Jesus. And I want you to know I love you. Now, I'm going to let you go ahead on and do what God has called you to do. God has called us to a great work. It is up to us. We're ready to do it. And I want to let you know we're ready. We are ready. All we got to do is trust in Him. God bless you and keep you until I meet you again. Amen.